with a huge crowd. With, to be honest with you, it was the kind of event that far surpassed our expectations. We closed off entries last weekend, and we had 1,100 entered for the half marathon and over 300 for the 5K. And I'd say easily we could have had another 400 or 500 entries who were looking to enter it after the closing date last weekend. You know, so it was a big event for us, Smiles.
It really was, 1,100 for a half marathon. That was the max you could take, really, was it?
That was the max. Last year, Miles, we had about just under 800 for the half marathon, and this year we had planned for about 1,100, and just between, you know, health and safety and even planning around medals and T-shirts and things like that there, as I say, we pitched it at about 1,100, and as I say, we had that reached last weekend. Last year, actually, we had about 400 entries on the day itself, and little did we think that we would have reached the maximum last weekend. So it's an event that's really has taken off and has captured the imagination. You know, the first year we ran it 2 years ago with 500 in total. I'd say this year we're up with nearly 1,500 between the two events. So it's an event that just keeps growing and growing, and just it's really, really popular, Miles.
Is it the fact that you're crossing a bridge or going from one jurisdiction to the next, or what is it?
I think that certainly captures the imagination. That will be part of it, Miles. You know, it's you know, and I mean, the fact that it is a cross border half marathon, it is fairly unique. And to be honest with you, it's in terms of value for money, you know, like in terms of organisation and whatnot. It has all the professionalism of any big event. You know, certainly when the likes of the council are involved, you know, there's no stone left unturned to make sure that all angles are covered. So the event's really popular, and you know, it's a good route as well. You know, we actually changed the route slightly this year, and we were hoping that last year with the half marathon run under 1:09. And we were hoping that, well, in terms of what everybody's looking for, is looking for a fast time. And we had two Project Africa athletics guys who ran 1:06 and 1:07 today, which are incredibly fast times, you know. So certainly the route and the fact that it has the ability to produce fast times certainly captures people's imagination as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, maybe just give us the winners, and the senior men and women. I'm sure you had a good number of categories as well.
There are plenty of category prizes as well, but as you say, the men's race, it was won by a guy from there's a guy, Kieran Collins, who's involved in a Project Africa Athletics, and this guy is over from Africa, Dan Tanui. He won in 1:06:09. And he led home another guy from Project Africa, Eric Coach, and he came home in second in 1:07. And in third, we had last year's winner, Stephen Duncan, from Omo Harriers. So Stephen came home in 1:09, just slightly outside. See, last year, I think it was 1:08:58 he ran. So slightly outside last year's time, but still nevertheless, three cracking times, considering that the fourth runner was 1:13, so there were certainly three cracking times for the men's race. And then into the women's race, again, a cracking time with her own Letterkenny AC athlete, Natasha Adams. She came home in an incredible 1:15, which is absolutely fantastic running for a woman. And she led home Lefford Straban Athletic Club's Claire McGuigan. Claire was second in 1:25. And we had Foyle Valley Athletic Club's Gemma McGinty coming home in 1:32 in third. So, again, all good times. But Natasha certainly was a cracking time at 1:15, and certainly something to even rival some of the men's. I mean, if you take Natasha's winning time, she certainly would have been top six, top seven in the men's race had she been in it. You know, so it's certainly a great event. Just before I go, I didn't actually mention the 5K, and I should have
mentioned
it was a 5K as part of the half marathon event today as well. So, just again, I'll just run through the results of that. Paul Barber won the men's race from Omo Harriers, and he was followed in second by Niall Elliott and third by Shay Carlin, both with the Lefford Straban Club, and the ladies' race first home was Ashley McArdle. Second, Jackie Tilney. Both Lovers Trevani C, and third was Sarah O'Neill. So that was the 5K results as well. So, but look, the big one was the half marathon. Huge, huge numbers. And we're just delighted that the event went so well today. And I think based on the number of people that were looking to join, that couldn't join, it'll certainly be an even bigger and better event next year.